USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is reporting the U.S. Senate will vote today to raise the federal government's $28.9 trillion debt limit, avoiding an unprecedented default by the end of the month. A 59-year-old mother and her 21-year-old daughter were killed when an 18-year-old human smuggler slammed into their car at a four-way stop doing 70 miles an hour while running from police. Six illegal immigrants and the driver were arrested Saturday in Mission, Texas. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News.
The blood is on the hands of the president.
Another Democrat-run state is forcing an indoor mask mandate regardless of vaccination status. California on Wednesday will join New York State, saying mask wearing will become mandatory in all indoor public settings across California, regardless of vaccination status. The mandate will remain in place until January 15th. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
A Portland protester that attacked a Fed with a hammer is going to jail now.
A Texas rioter is headed to federal prison for attacking a deputy U.S. marshal with a hammer during a Portland protest. The Oregon U.S. Attorney's Office saying 24-year-old Jacob Gaines was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to one count of assaulting a federal officer with a deadly weapon. According to court documents, Gaines used the hammer to break through a barricaded entrance at the Hatfield Federal Courthouse on July 11, 2020. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper and ESPN are reporting the Las Vegas Raiders' Allegiant Stadium is expected to host Super Bowl 58 in 2024. The Super Bowl this season will be held at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. The Arizona Cardinals will host the game in 2023 at State Farm Stadium. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden's open border policy has cost two more Americans their lives. A 59-year-old mother and her 21-year-old daughter were killed when an 18-year-old smuggler slammed into their car at a four-way stop doing 70 miles an hour while running from police. Six illegal immigrants and the driver were arrested Saturday in Mission, Texas. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News.
This hit me to my core, and I've seen a lot of death in this job as Lieutenant Governor, from domestic shootings and police violence and the disasters. But this one hit me to my core. Last Saturday morning at 11:30, Carmen Sosa and Vera Diana, mother and daughter, 59 and 21, were sitting in the car at a stop sign. Little did they know that the minutes before, some wild, crazy smuggler was racing through stop signs and red lights in the town of Mission, right on the border. Did I see any comment from the White House? Did I see a condolence and prayers from either Biden or Kamala Harris or Mayorkas? No. Nothing. They don't care about American lives. The blood is on the hands of the president. This is a strong thing for me to say, but I believe it in my heart. If these policies don't change, these won't be the last people to be killed. Mayorkas, I'm asking you to resign tonight. Tonight. If you won't resign, and if Mr. President, if you won't reach out to this family, then you have to look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, do you care at all about them?
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.